No sooner did I finish recording Celtic Christmas Greetings when I realized I totally forgot a special feature from Nathan Deese. Nathan Deese recorded flute and additional instruments on the album, and he did a brilliant job. And I asked him to, you know, share some of his thoughts about performing on the CD, as well as a Christmas memory. And I found what he sent me was a wonderful, delightful little memory. So I want to share that with you right now. Here's Nathan Deese.
Hello, Celtic Christmas music fans. My name's Nathan Deese. Mark very kindly asked me to provide some instruments for some of his Christmas tracks this year. I played tin whistle and bass on Let's Have a Celtic Christmas and Snowfall and Christmas in Scotland. I really enjoyed contributing to these songs. Christmas in Scotland especially feels like Mark has invited you along on his travels into intimate moments with his family. And Let's Have a Celtic Christmas is such a happy, bouncy tune with interesting educational lyrics. Mark asked for a hornpipe for that one, and some of you might recognize me improvising around the good old traditional hornpipe, Harvest Home. Now I gotta think back to a good Christmas memory. The only one that jumps to mind at the moment is the year that my brother asked for everything for Christmas. And I don't mean he did this in a generic way. I mean he actually went up to Santa in the mall, and as soon as his seat hit that red velvet, he looked Santa right in the beard and he said, "Santa, I want everything." To this day, I'm not sure if he meant, "I want literally everything. Bring me all of what everyone else asked for and they don't get anything." Or if he meant everything as in one of each. Like he looked through the Sears catalog and he just said that, and that. Or if he just meant, "I'm just not sure what I'd like and I'm leaving it up to you, old guy." But anyway, Christmas morning he came downstairs and that was the most random collection of stuff that was ever assembled by man or elf. There was one of those punching bags with sand at the bottom. It looks like a clown, and you hit it and it comes right back up at you. You hit it again and it just keeps going over and over like that. And there was a bag of citrus fruit, which I found out later was an old North Carolina tradition. Pretty sure he may have ended up with some of the misfit toys from that Rudolph special. I know there was an Easy Bake Oven hidden in the back somewhere. Overall, it was a pretty amazing collection of randomness. I don't know what the reason this stuck to my brain was. I certainly asked for a lot of things over the years and probably got a lot of them, and those don't stick in my mind. But you know, sometimes what sticks to the brain is when something just a little bit out of the ordinary happens. So here's hoping you guys have an unusual Christmas and enjoy the music.
Well, tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. And we're going to finish up this podcast episode for 2014, actually finish it up, with some music from Rath Kelter, who were also featured on A Celtic Christmas, the compilation CD I released last year. This is a set of tunes. It's called Yule Log and Holly Berries by Rath Kelter. Again, Na Leath Chéanna Dibh, and I look forward to talking to you again next year. Thank you. enjoy this podcast, then please subscribe to it at CelticChristmasMusic.net. I would greatly appreciate any reviews on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you are online. And I'd also love it if you could share it with your friends. I do have a Celtic Christmas album. It's called Celtic Christmas Greetings. You can get that at CelticMusic.org. And I also host the Celtic Christmas Podcast. Check it out at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. Na Laghlan na Dtí.